I'm Karen DePeister. I worked at the Training School for Girls, as it was called, from 1968 to 69, and then from 71 to 75 when it closed. I'm a Columbia County native. I grew up on a farm just south of Hudson. I grew up at a time when Hudson was a typical small town before its decline. And I went to school in Hudson, actually, in the Hudson City School District. We went back and forth on the bus. I got my bachelor's degree from Syracuse University. And the training school job was my first job after college. I was really not looking for a career. I was looking for some place that I could earn money to save so that I could go see the world. And the training school was close to home and I could live at home. As a lot of people are, I guess, when they leave college a little bit at loose ends, you know, what do you do next and all of that. Most of the kids were from downstate, meaning the city, and there were some from urban areas upstate. There were an awful lot, disproportionately, from Malone, New York, which is way up by the St. Lawrence Seaway. You know, most of them were pins. They weren't really juvenile delinquents. Most of them were persons in need of supervision. They were truant from school, they'd run away from home, or they weren't what I would say people who were born to be criminals in any way. They came from broken homes. And I remember reading one file, this before I really had any experience, but I remember reading a file that said this one girl whose mother, there was some screw up with welfare. At that time, you got extra money every time you had a child and whatever. It was a whole different system back then. And there was some screw up with welfare. And she didn't get any extra money. So she gave this child to the family across the hall in the projects. So this girl grew up knowing that her mother had, like, given her away, which, you know, would be disturbing. I'm sure it had a profound impact on her life. And then I remember another. I don't remember the particulars of this girl's background, but I remember reading the psychologist's note to say this girl, she's 14 or 15, and it remains to be seen if anything can be salvaged from her life. I mean, to a person who has grown up in a stable family with a happy childhood, and it was just, it was a horrifying thing, almost unbelievable to think, she's 15. Can she be salvaged? One of the things that was always so mystifying to me was that girls are different than boys. Girls will hurt themselves. And girls used to put their hands through the windows and, you know, they would scratch themselves. I do remember that in the infirmary there were safe rooms. They were very bare, so nobody could hurt themselves, and the windows had wire or something on them. After I studied more social work and I was more experienced, I began to understand more of the whole explanation about why people would do that and why girls would do it more than boys, although I understand that boys do it a lot now too. So, I mean, it was crazy to me, I mean, to do that to yourself.